Blog Talk Radio.
Live and direct,
Kevin. Live and direct, that's what it is. Okay. And it's Facebook straight up. Okay, now. All right, y'all. He is up as open the fist clinch, y'all. Hey, we're going to make some history, take some history, y'all. We live and direct. Freedom Hall Radio, we live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Chairman Freeham Jr., Lady Rage, a.k.a. Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. Y'all know she's been going through some health issues. You know what I'm saying? She's still riding with us. Y'all know we triple breasted, you know what I'm saying? If you can't get us 210 cans in the stream, man, take a pause for the calls, open the front door, the back window, let them know that Freedom Hall Radio is live and direct. We also live on YouTube, Intellectual Radio. So, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no excuses, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't find where we at. On Facebook, live also. KV Tuck in the building, John Long in the building, Freedom Hall. Hey, oh, my sister, hey, Renee, right on. Hey, Rose said love the West Coast. I miss y'all. Gotta get back that way ASAP. Let me know if y'all can hear me over the phone. Give me heads up on that. We got so many venues we trying to get the word out. Chairman Mao Zedong said, let a million flowers bloom. So you know what I'm saying? We gonna get this word out, you know what I'm saying? Hook or crook, you know what I'm saying? They've been trying to shut us down a number of different ways on a number of different airways, but this is we in a bad but good stage of time with these type of conversations that are happening. You know what I'm saying? If y'all can, reach out to somebody on social media. This is the show that you cancel watching Empire, folk. Again, this is the show that you cancel watching Empire, folk. So, lock and load, y'all. We got a couple of numbers to call in, reach out, touch in with us. Questions, comments, struggles, disagreements, what have you, you know what I'm saying? But keep in mind, we don't struggle for struggle's sake. We struggle to win, you know what I'm saying? So, we want to heighten these contradictions, you know what I'm saying? What's going down coast to coast, you know what I'm saying? From Chicago to Chicago, from Iraq to Chirac, you dig? So, that's what it is. For y'all in the building, I'm Irish, right on Free them all. That's what it is, y'all. Let's get y'all pens and papers, y'all iPads, and all that high technology. Get all that locked and loaded. We'll take some notes. We're finna hit the road. We're finna ride. If you got a curfew, you might want to hold fast for a minute. Cause if you set tripping, if you just want to stay in one particular area, we in the spirit of internationalism. You know what I'm saying? We again all over the world. You know, y'all seen the propaganda flyer we got out today? Today, in fact, April 4th, this marks the 50th year after the assassination. And I want to stress that term, the assassination of Dr. King. Again, 50 years after the assassination of Dr. King, April 4th, 1968, Memphis, Tennessee. We'll try to call in, what you think about it, what you think happened. Draw some correlations to what's happening to the stage in the game today. Do you think that Dr. King was just, you know, there's some white guy named James Earl Ray happened to be across the way from the Lorraine Motel and just happened to look up, you know what I'm saying, and have a perfect shot to hit Dr. King? Or do you think, you know what I'm saying, are you clear? You know, well, I ain't going to say that because I'm going to be pushing the summation on you, but you know what I'm saying? Calling with your thoughts, which is what it is. Linda Brewer in the building. Revolution and love, respect, and appreciation. Free them all. Rossi got in the building. That's what it is. Two days after that, April 6th, 1968. And it's important that we talk about these different hits, and these political hits. Make notes of these dates and times and locations. Because we said before, politics is like real estate. You have to take into account time and location, you name it. A lot of times people, we talk about the counterinsurgency, the COINTELPRO program in particular. There's an attempt to do what they refer to as Monday morning quarterbacking. You know, look back and say, oh man, if I was there, how did this person recognize this was an agent, an informant, so on and so forth. You know, in fact, in particular, in regards to Dr. King, when it was exposed in regards to Ernest Withers, who's a major photographer, particularly with Dr. King, but also was designated with in regards to the civil rights movement. You know, people looking back now to, oh yeah, we should, you know, this is an informant, so on and so forth. How did he do this? How did he infiltrate this? So on and so forth. But his documents talk about how he was known to be on time. How he had the best equipment, the best camera. I noticed in our comrade coordinator too. I noticed in comrade coordinator too, calling me up on at this time. I know this ain't happening. No, we are on Free 'Em All Radio. I know this ain't happening, comrade. We have a farm in the building. That's what it is, right on. So, as I was saying, it's easy that a lot of people look in retrospect and say, well, how were these informants, agents, provocateurs, you know what I'm saying, how the hell were they able to infiltrate, you know what I'm saying? And then, the more I engage and struggle today, the more I had an old saying, go, the more a person knows, the more they find out that they don't know. And just, you know, even with contradiction in regards to Asian provocateurs, you know what I'm saying? People who may be equipped to theoretically, in other words, they can break down the words, you know, counterinsurgency, COINTELPRO, so on and so forth. And you know what I'm saying? You see them come out of practice, you know what I'm saying? The naivety, the liberalism, you know what I'm saying, that was engaged in and has continued to be engaged in. So it's not that difficult to see, you know, days of past how Asian provocateurs were able, you know, to infiltrate organizations, movements, so on and so forth. And to this day, there's a book, Spitting in the Wind, by Earl Anthony. Earl Anthony was, you know, is acknowledged. He himself acknowledged that he was, you know what I'm saying, he was an informant, Asian provocateur, placed inside the Black Panther Party. How he wrote an unauthorized book early on called Picking Up the Gun. And he talked about, you know, some certain locations he went to, how he was able to exploit the liberalism for certain factions, certain individuals, you know what I'm saying? And this is not from the horse's mouth, it's from the pig's mouth, you know, himself directly telling you about, you know what I'm saying? And I recommend people check it out. And some of these same contradictions, you know, they still exist. You know, Gene Roberts, who was part of BOSS, Bureau of Special Services, who was, Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz was assassinated February 21st, 1965, at Audubon Ballroom in Harlem, New York. Gene Roberts, who was right there, who was reported to have been supposedly, you know what I'm saying, giving Malcolm mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but we can be clear, you know what I'm saying, what most likely was going on, and him being exposed as an Asian provocateur, was later, you know what I'm saying, after that, utilized in the setup of the case of the New York 21. You know what I'm saying, in New York. So in many cases, the state says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Some utilizing some of the same Asian provocateur, same tactics, so on and so forth. And a lot of these hits be back-to-back. There's not even no recovery time. As I mentioned, make note of the dates. April 4th, 1968, Dr. King assassinated. April 6th, 1968, literally 2 days later, Lil Bobby Hutton, treasurer, Oakland chapter of Black Panther Party, assassinated in the streets of Oakland, California. Not to mention about the different dynamics of who, you know, the Trump, who's trumped up cases, you know what I'm saying? Even going so far, you know, placing certain individuals in isolation, so on, picking certain forces up, bombarding with trumped up cases, you know, the whole lick. So we're going to put this in this clear context. I'm going to get it to go through, lay out some PSAs. Again, PSAs. This is we refer to as the People's Service Announcements. Again, the People's Service Announcements. I want to make sure that y'all make note. We talked about this last week, but we cannot stress the seriousness of the situation, seriousness of this time, the issuance of trumped up cases is a tactic of the counterinsurgency, same way the assassinations are. In many cases, that's like a prelude to assassination, you know what I'm saying? You're giving individuals trumped up cases for a number of reasons, you know what I'm saying? Depriving you of your resources, you know what I'm saying? And setting up a resume where the state can be quote unquote justified, saying, well, you know, we see on news reports this person's convicted felon, so on and so forth. As I say all the time, it ain't good news, but it's hood news. You know what I'm saying? It's something we got to talk about. And, you know, I wish we can afford the luxury to say we don't want to talk about the bad stuff. We want to, you know, just deal with, the, you know what I'm saying, the good, but we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the ugly reality is we just here with some convictions. Our deputy field marshal, Gio, was bogusly convicted of assault, of a battery on the same. I mean, actually, you know, the page that vamped on him, and you know, I'm gonna pull Sister Tanisha's page. I have a page pulled up. You know, so we worked that out. You can see some of the pictures, the actual pictures. You know what I'm saying? Which he was vamped, and even the video footage. You know what I'm saying? Shows the blood literally pouring from his head. You know what I'm saying? Hawkins and Smith, two police officers. They, you know what I'm saying? They were. The roles were reversed, and the people were giving these trumped up charges. And so it's kind of like, you know, you think about that piece in Cadillac Records where the guy told Most Def was playing Chuck Berry. You think, I'm gonna make you rich and I'm gonna make you famous. But I'm gonna make the white guy that's exploiting you, I'm gonna make him rich. And Most Def who's playing Chuck Berry said, "Whoa, wait a minute." He said, "Let's switch these seats around. Let's see this again." Inside these courtrooms, you want to say, wait a minute, let me get this straight. You know, the video footage shows, you know what I'm saying, blood literally pouring from, you know what I'm saying, from the head, you know what I'm saying, W. Field Marshal, you know what I'm saying, police are assaulting him, you know what I'm saying, and the irony, you know what I'm saying, the fact that they are being charged, you know what I'm saying, but this is consistent with the American justice systems. In fact, as comedic genius Richard Pryor has said, that, you know, black folks went down to the courthouse, you know, to look for justice, and that's exactly what we found, just us. We, the sentencing date is set for May 30th. We will be appealing this. We're going to be putting out calls for assistance with this here, because, again, we understand the people are our best security, and we're going to, you know what I'm saying, in the meantime, between time, we want these character references letters to be stopped being, you know, put together. You know, the sister, she got a trumped up with disorderly conduct. You know what I'm saying? I got to get the sentencing date on that. I mean, how are you going to deal with that? But we want to get these character references letters. You know what I'm saying? We know the state, you know, plans to do what they do, but the deal is, you know, so we are not only servants of the people, but servants of history. So we want to heighten these contradictions, you know what I'm saying, and let the record reflect that, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, I think it was Chairman Fred talked about, you know, if it be a crime, feed the children that are hungry, if it be a crime, provide these survival programs to the people, then so be it, you know what I'm saying, because in the case of political prisoners, we very clear the real deal reasons why, you know these continuous denials of parole, like issues of Sunday out at Coley, you know what I'm saying, these issues in regard to Mumia Abu-Jamal, you know what I'm saying, this excursion from utility, people ask, what is your record like inside prison, so on and so forth. We very clear that the real quote-unquote crime, one, is just being African. That's a crime, and according to the system, it has historically been a crime. And also, to add to that, you know what I'm saying, to acknowledge that, to expose these contradictions and to resist, you know what I'm saying, it really is a crime. We want the people to be very clear what's going down, you know what I'm saying? So, again, the spirit of service, the people of service of history, we want to make sure that y'all start getting character references letters, you know, so we're going to have a brief template or prototype put out there for the people, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, lay out, you know what I'm saying, the different locales throughout the country, people, you know what I'm saying, witness the work that the field marshal is engaged in, you know what I'm saying, what, you know what I'm saying, whether the Triple C programs, you know what I'm saying, to the straight street sessions, you know what I'm saying, just organizing, you know what I'm saying, the people, you know, locally right here, you did. We need the people to write that. Later, you know what I'm saying, we want that document, you know what I'm saying, I'm such and such, you know, and I attest to the, you know what I'm saying, to the service, you know what I'm saying, the contributions that he has made to, you know what I'm saying, to the community. We're gonna have that CC not only to the courts, but, you know what I'm saying, for the people, you know what I'm saying, for later on down the road, we are even have some sort of like Nuremberg hearing trial. We want to be very clear. What's the real deal? We don't want some sort of Oliver Stone movie to come out and say, "Oh, they framed him." You know, say now we can talk about it. We don't leave this out now. So that's we'll put that out. So tonight, Freedom All, another people's service announcement. I just got word to the loss of your auntie. You know, so we definitely extend Black Panther Party Club and community condolences to you, to your family as well. And it was an honor to have you on the ground with us here in Chirac. You know, he's in the ground with us. You know, it was right on. Tiana, right on. Free them all. Sis, right on. That's what it is. So, we live in the record. We're going to keep y'all there on them letters, the character references letters, you know what I'm saying? And make sure, again, y'all go to Sis' page, you know what I'm saying? Tanisha's page. I mean, it's see for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people say, well, once we start getting these videotapes and these pictures, the state will see what's, you know, what's going on and how the police are doing us, you know what I'm saying? And that was a similar argument that many of the petty bourgeoisie had took, you know what I'm saying, during the late 60s. That once we appealed to the morale, to the consciousness of the ruling class, of those that benefit of the ruling class, then once we let them know about the, you know what I'm saying, the condition they're doing us, they'll stop, you know what I'm saying, it'll change, it'll be altered, you know what I'm saying, and history has proven different, you know what I'm saying, even those such dynamics as the Kerner Commission, you know what I'm saying, where you know how the white folks mouth, they told you what the brother from the nigger store knew all the time. You dig? There are two different Americas, one black and one white, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You go to some of these communities, you know what I'm saying, Flint, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, and literally turn the water on in some communities and go to other communities that literally the color of the water in New Orleans, opposed to Hurricane America, when people refer to as Hurricane Katrina. You dig? You can go back and look at the head of French quarters, how it was hit, you know what I'm saying, how it was quote unquote not hit, you know, how it was not hit, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, look at the two different hospitals, how they were treated, in regards to race and also that of class. So you know, so they were taking that of race. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones that benefited, you know what I'm saying, Mayor Nagin, you know what I'm saying, down New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? How the state got out on him, you know what I'm saying, because in many cases they need these fronts. You know what I'm saying? These black faces in high places, you know what I'm saying? To keep this facade going on, you know what I'm saying? That we see at the stake now, you know what I'm saying? After that's been utilized. I mean, Mia Brown, Nathaniel Washington, Nyota, right on, glad to see you. We need you on deck up here and shot. You're supposed to be touching down with us. We waiting on you. Come on, the Cubs waiting on you. April, right on. Another PSA. I'm glad you tuned in. I know we got, we come up on the heels of April 6th. April 6th, supposed to be there's a sentencing date, I believe, in regards I heard us talking about this case for quite some time. The public school, the police department, so on and so forth. But in regards to the RICO Act, is something many of us are familiar with that's been enacted through the federal government. They have implemented in Cook County, you know, on the state level. And, we had some research about this. You know, this was supposed to be sentenced a few months back, but we need people to be in that courtroom April 6th and be, you know what I'm saying? And we want to thank Brother Melvin Farmer on the west side, west coast, and other places who have been helping us to, you know, draw the correlation to this, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of how it's turned, to draw the correlation to, you know what I'm saying, these different dynamics. How is it now, people, you know what I'm saying, all over the country, all over the world? That a few months ago, the judge said that the state was at the conclusion of the case, and the video footage shown, you know what I'm saying, with Debbie Field Marsh and others were attacked. Debbie Field Marsh was just posted up here now, y'all can see it up here. Well, the judge herself stated that the state was wrong. The state was wrong when they were attacking him. He should have just went to jail. And this is a similar position that you see, like, a lot of judges, a lot of state officials talk about in regards to the mandatory minimum laws, where they say, well, you know, this is wrong, what's happening, you know what I'm saying? And so people continue to find logic in ways to justify that, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's something that you have to do wrong, you know what I'm saying? Well, did you get education? Did you comply? This is a system that, as Malcolm X said, that even if you lay down for it, if you lay down for it, say, okay, you know, master, am I cool? This is a parasitical system that say, no, nigga, turn over, you know what I'm saying? And that's the deal. And soon we come to grips with this here. There's always, you know, some people who can articulate certain words and, you know what I'm saying, confuse the reality. Say, well, maybe even engage in the question, well, did this happen? Let's do a study. Let's have a police have a racism class, so on and so forth, as opposed to acknowledging what we know. You know what I'm saying? Again, this who is the criminal? Who is the victim? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And again, we need our best security is the people, y'all. And we gotta be clear on this here. You dig? It is a crime for our people to simply survive. You dig? And when you look at cases, you know, you look at the long litany of cases. You know, just talking. In fact, we just came from New York, and honored to hit the stage again with a number of different forces, but you know, remote Africa, you know, so who, in fact, is the only survivor after the U.S. government dropped the bomb on Osage Avenue on the Move family. And people said only survival. I thought some people said, well, they thought it was a young child, Birdie Africa. And though he survived then, later he was he quote unquote mysteriously died in a pool on a cruise ship. You know what I'm saying? And he noted he was supposed to be an avid swimmer. And this is a type that we've seen in the case of Rodney King and so many others. I think Dr. King's brother, ironically, Dr. King's brother, who was an avid swimmer, but they say he just died in a swimming pool. You know, remote Africa, you know what I'm saying? We hear these different names, but you know that after the bomb was dropped on MOVE, you know what I'm saying, she subsequently was kidnapped, locked up, and served 9 years. And case after case, time after time, was, you know what I'm saying, the state would come to us and say, well, just denounce your association with the MOVE, you know what I'm saying? And nothing about, you know, saying the alleged case, you know what I'm saying? When I was sentenced to 18 years, the judge, the state's attorney, the questions were, the comments were, aren't you Fred Hampton Jr.? Don't you believe this? Then you author this article. Nothing about the alleged incident, you know what I'm saying? So we have to come to grips, you know what I'm saying? That even it's the system, even if you try to just submit, you know what I'm saying? It's never satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X gave the analogy of a tapeworm inside your body. You know what I'm saying? And you can't make no deal with the tapeworm. The tapeworm is parasitical. It's parasitical in nature. You know what I'm saying? And no matter how much work, how much you chew the food up for it and try to say, okay, well, I made a deal. Is that cool? The tapeworm, what about you eat on Tuesday and I eat on Wednesday? Can that work out? That's not how it works. It's parasitical. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and, you know, one cause is expensive than another. And this is a system that, in order to be a successful drug dealer, you know what I'm saying, people have to have habits. In order to be a successful prison warden, people have to be locked up. In order to be a successful police, you know what I'm saying, people have to be kidnapped, people have to be beaten, people have to be assaulted, you know what I'm saying, and people have to be gunned down, you know what I'm saying? This is a system that people, we have hit different situations or different, a lot of times, reactionary responses. This is the last time it's going to happen. No more police is going to kill us. You know what I'm saying? The deal is, the reality is, that as long as capitalism is in play, as long as imperialism is in play, you know what I'm saying? The Stephon Clarks, you know what I'm saying? The Rakia Boys, you know what I'm saying? So and this goes on and on. This is part of it. This is necessary, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's innate. It's like dogs barking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this the nature of the beast, nature of the system, and this must be exposed. So again, we cannot reinforce enough, y'all. We need y'all support. We need those character reference letters ASAP. You know what I'm saying? I see it right on. Free them all. April. Somebody let me know to April 6th where we gonna be at with that. 26 in California. I forgot the courtrooms. We need that. I need those character. We need those character references letters. Debbie Fieldmarsh, GOEL, yesterday. In other words, ASAP. ASAP, y'all. Ronald Nelson, glad you're online with us, y'all. That's our people service announcement. There's more coming in, too. You know what I'm saying? So keep us posted. You know what I'm saying? The spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history. You know what I'm saying? That's locked and loaded. Put the word out. You know what I'm saying? That we here. You know what I'm saying? Making history. You know what I'm saying? Frame off. Right on. So, We like to know, so y'all take a pause for the calls, put the word out, you know what I'm saying, y'all call on in, you know what I'm saying, came in at 7 o'clock, we ain't got the quality time, we got the quality time, y'all, again, locked and loaded, free them on radio, in fact, on also international radio, can reach the two lines, 929-477-3785, also can reach the 708-223-8953, y'all know I work on people's energy, so if you want to see any questions, comments, call on in. We talking about today, April 4th, 1968, 50 years after the assassination. If you got an issue with that term assassination, don't hold back. You know what I'm saying? If you feel frogish neat, you feel piggish oink. You know what I'm saying? So you want to call in and say, well, I don't think it was assassination. You got different. Call in. Your comments. Also, two days from now will mark the 50th year after the assassination of Little Bobby Hutton. And we can't have this discussion without acknowledging the COINTELPRO, the Counterintelligence Program. What was that? That's the program which, you know what I'm saying, not out of the horse's mouth, but out of the pig's mouth. A program that was created to discredit, to dismiss, disrupt, and destroy any black nationalist movements, especially amongst the youth, which over 90% of the black, 90% of the program was directed at who? The Black Panther Party, y'all. Real talk. Andrew Dixon, I see you. Okay, Moonwalking Kiki just posted a YouTube footage, so make sure you check it out. Okay, April, right on. Make sure we stretch that to our people. I need the information for April 6th, would it be with courtroom? I know we're twisted in California in regards to that, the case of the RICO law in regards to black souls. So y'all make sure y'all get on top of that. Bunchy Vico, right on. Welcome. Welcome to Freedom Radio, making history, taking history, and also taping history, y'all. Power to the people. We're right on, right back at you. That's what it is. Ricardo, I see you. That's what it is, y'all. Also, we definitely want to make sure we acknowledge, and we're going to talk about the political dynamics of a phenomenon that of Winnie Mandela. Winnie Mandela, y'all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't say we see our struggles are subjective. You know, people say, well, this just happened on the west side, this happened on the south side. And a lot of times people came to transcend those colonial borders. You know what I'm saying? See, we may be in the same city where the police is killing us over here. This beacon for the battle. Winnie Mandela was, you know what I'm saying, served so many purposes. You know what I'm saying? And also that was an inspiration for internationalism to make that connection with our people who have been divided by shackles, chains, language barriers, water, you name it. You know what I'm saying? But it's inspiring, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To be very clear that a people who is what Malcolm X said, that just because a cat has kittens in the oven, don't make them muffins. That though we may have not been born in Africa, Africa was born in us. And just to see that connection, you know what I'm saying, that correlation, you know what I'm saying, and that stand up, you know what I'm saying? So we want to definitely acknowledge Winnie Mandela, you know what I'm saying? We'll talk about some of the struggles and some of our guests call in. You know, just tell us some of the inspirational war stories, and you know what I'm saying? And don't water it down. We talk about ironically, Fannie Lou Hamer. These are two people. I sometimes say in regards to Mother Comrade, Akua and Jerry, kind of like kindred spirits to me, like Fannie Lou Hamer. And, you know what I'm saying? Winnie Mandela, in some senses. And Winnie Mandela, you know, we can see the pictures. You know what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party with the leather jacket and the rays, and we can romanticize. We can hit a Fannie Lou Hamer. You know what I'm saying? Romanticize, but the struggles and the contradictions. You know what I'm saying? And the stances she took. You know what I'm saying? Even when, you know, with Dr. King, all due respect. We ain't gonna cut no corners with you. You know what I'm saying? On the race nor this class contradiction. You know what I'm saying? When the likes of Dr. King and others, you know what I'm saying? And Jesse Jackson, had, you know what I'm saying? Walter Mondale, who was vice president, had, you know what I'm saying? Had told him to go approach Fannie Lou Hamer to tell her she can get two non-voting seats. There's two seats that can sit around white folks. And Fannie Lou Hamer said, all of us can march down for no two seats. When all, you know what I'm saying? For all of us are tired. In fact, when she said those powerful words, when we sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, this is a class contradiction. Yes, yes, all due respect in regards to Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? Even, Ella Baker, you know what I'm saying? She talked about these different contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And it's something we have to come to grips with, you know what I'm saying, even within our community. Because if we don't come to grips with it, the state will exploit it. They have historically utilized it, you know what I'm saying? The horrors, the brutal realities when Fannie Lou Hamer was locked up, and, you know what I'm saying, had the racist guards, the kids that took this, had forced another a black woman to beat her, you know what I'm saying, beat her inside the jail cell, but how she still was able to go past this and not fall prey to a lot of people see in the community as black on black crime, still was able to call who forced that lady to beat her in that jail, you know what I'm saying, still, you know what I'm saying, to be able to check her emotion, not her emotion check her, to be able to not let the white feminists exploit her emotions when they told her, we're going to help you get free from Pap, talking about her husband, and when Fannie Lou Hamer would say, me and Pap both trying to get free, you know what I'm saying, so not to allow that to be exploited, you know what I'm saying, these are different, the stances that, you know what I'm saying, that some that people had took, you know what I'm saying, Winnie Mandela, who Mother Comrade, you know what I'm saying, she told me yesterday she found a quote that Winnie Mandela would say, you know, all my life I've been hijacked. Winnie Mandela, who somebody had told her one time, I really like the book, a book about you. Winnie Mandela said, what book? You know what I'm saying? To have that, you know what I'm saying, to constantly come, you know what I'm saying, to be denied and deprived, you know what I'm saying, on those who, you know what I'm saying, who you fight for, you know what I'm saying, it's difficult to, you know what I'm saying, as Minister U.E.P. Newton said, one of the most difficult jobs of being a revolutionary is to fight in the interest of the people, even when they themselves do not know their own interests, you know what I'm saying, and to take that stand, because a lot of people say, well, I don't do this, I don't do that, but it's a different dynamic than when you're doing it with some, you're doing it for a lot of times people that you don't even know, and to be offered another, you know what I'm saying, another alternative, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just they just get out because they know the options, you know what I'm saying? But to take that stance, you know what I'm saying, to get out, and we want to talk about Winnie Mandela different struggles, so on and so forth, you know, and objectively, you know what I'm saying? And why it's important that we make that connection, why we cannot afford the luxury to say, well, this just happened in Chirac, this is happening in Baltimore, and not make the connection to that of the homeland, you know what I'm saying? Again, that of the homeland, you know what I'm saying? Is there any questions? You know what I'm saying? I said, hey, Donald Trump said, make America great again. Donald Trump says, make America great again. He said, make Africa great again. That's what it is, y'all. We're making history, taking history, taping history, live and direct on Free MR Radio, and also we live and direct on Intellectual Radio, y'all. Let's do this here. C-Bone Jones. My brother put up there and say, don't cut that, don't edit that. Real talk. Hey, real talk, man. Don't cut that, don't edit. Y'all see this on Dave Chappelle Show, Dave Chappelle Block Party. Hey, that was unscripted. I'm going to tell you some background about that, too. When I got in, people said, oh, champ, you're not going to be able to get in here. Hey, we said, Marcus Garvey said, failure is not an option. It's not. And you look close when we walk up, and we walked up in there uninvited. You know what I'm saying? Look at their faces. Look at Kanye and the rest of them faces when they look up and see us. They doing a comment when they doing a press circle. We walk right up in that circle. So that's right. Man, spirit of Reverend Nat Turner, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. You know what I'm saying? And we get up on that, man, on that stage, and the different conscious artists was telling us what, you know, this kind of crowd that you're going to be able to get on the stage. I said, well, you know how to remedy that. They say, how? Let's get off the stage. You know what I'm saying? Because we weren't going to be, we ain't here to stargaze. We ain't no groupie. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going to be happening out here. We put out the case of the Sunday out of that cold with Shelton Q McGee. You know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, we're not waiting on no gift wrap box revolution. We're not waiting on no, you know, the people to come to no meeting for us. We, you know what I'm saying? We going to the pool hall, the barber shops. You know what I'm saying? We going to the gutter, to the valley, to the masses. We going to get this business out there. Because, again, we don't know vibranium or whatever term, or Wakanda, you know what I'm saying? We dealing with the real world, you know what I'm saying? The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what it is. Don't cut that. Don't edit that. Free them all. That's what it is, y'all. How we looking? Okay, I get y'all 241 numbers to call in. Both of these lines should be buzzing and banging, y'all. Real talk. These numbers need to be kicking up like they had a Jerry Lewis telethon. So, man, you need to call in. Man, what it is? Man, how can we aid and assist on these cases? You know what I'm saying? How can we get some support out there in regards to this bogus conviction Debbie Fairmont's GO got? How can we get on the ground with the Triple C program? How can we aid and assist getting the house and house together? We, you know what I'm saying? These lines should be buzzing. It should be moving. You know what I'm saying? Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take pictures. Don't wait on us to become no safe subject, y'all. Real talk. Business education. I see you out there. I see Chay. What it is? What's the call? Free them all. How we look? Any calls in queue? Anywhere?
Grandma said no. There are any callers in queue. Anyone need to go in queue, please press 1. Call us out on the line. Call in 929-477-3785 and press 1. Grandma.
1, 2, 3. Black Panther team. Take real talk, y'all. Man, it's ironic. Right on. Say the Hampton House. Right on, my sister. Real talk. I ain't too far from little Billy had got gunned down at, you dig what I'm saying? And flashback from way back, you know, little Billy's son of Deputy Miss Education, Che. As youngsters, I mean, our conversations, I spoke about this before, you know what I'm saying? I can never be too over redundant with speaking about this here. But I mean, when we get on that phone, it was a ritual before we hung up. 1, 2, 3, Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? And Scrap, I see you, man. Scrap, get in the studio with you, young, real talk. Let's do it, man. But these are some of the memories sticking in our minds and hearts, you know what I'm saying? And this is something that we got to, you know what I'm saying? This is something we got to pass down from generation to generation. It has to be common conversation, you know what I'm saying? Again, we have been deprived of this history, and I tell a lot of us get hip to it later on down the road. You know what I'm saying? I just remember the pride, you know, saying that man, little Billy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This simple things, you know, before he hung the phone up, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I'm saying? As I say, not only a little Billy, man, real talk. Real talk, right on. Wendell, right back at you, man. Scrap, that's what it is. Hey, young brother, I need to get up with you, man, so we get in the studio, man, so we can put some of this politics in the studios, man, make it happen, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, we not going to get all these cats to the rooms we need to get them in, you know what I'm saying? But so we want to hit them through the airways, the barbershops, the pool, all that. You know what they do. One love at you, man. Real talk, man. That's so again, so let's call in with your comments, your thoughts in regards to, you know, 50 years after the assassination of Dr. King. Or if you beg the difference, if it was an assassination, if you be, the opposition may be, no, I think some white guy just happened to be across the room, or another room at the Lorraine Hotel. He just had, you know, just had to have, you know, adjacent for Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? He just had to, you know, gun Dr. King down. And you know what I'm saying? Other individuals, their careers were, you know what I'm saying, were propelled. And you know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, you may take a position that, you know, though the government acknowledged that he's under surveillance, you know what I'm saying, this white dude, James L. Riggs, was able to gun him down. You know, I was talking with somebody before. I said, you mean to tell me that you saying the government acknowledges that Biggie Smalls and Tupac was under FBI surveillance, but they don't know who did it? I said, man. Okay, you know what I'm saying, man. If you're under surveillance, if something happened to you, you got two options. You know, so you call for a lifeline, you try to find a number, but you got two options. A, they know who did it, they did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to the latter. I know regards to American history, real talk. How we looking? I mean, these lines will be buzzing, y'all. We need to. How can I? I'm trying to call in, figure out, man, how can we get out supporting these cases? When is, you know what I'm saying, April 6th was going down with the Cook County Courthouse. May 30th, you know what I'm saying, I work on the lawyer. We know some lawyers have been working on this appeal. You know what I'm saying? We need to, again, do not wait on this to become no safe subject. Do not wait on this to become lay out some sort of Discovery Channel. They talking about, you know, how they was targeting the war in Flint, which was intentional, you know what I'm saying? The trumped up cases, you know, so giving to forces was intentional. Do not wait on this to become no safe subject, you know what I'm saying? We say with our programs, with our, you know what I'm saying, with our Triple C programs, we correlate this to the Black Panther Party Food Breakfast Program. We don't believe in serving cold food. We don't believe in giving cold information. We're going to get to you hot off the platter right now, you know what I'm saying, again. Andrew Dickinson, what you say with the help of the hip hop cops? Hey, the counterinsurgency is intense, no doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is not detached, you know what I'm saying, from the counterinsurgency. Everything, I reiterate and I repeat, everything is political, y'all. Real talk. That's what it is. Making history, taking history, and taping history. Sarita, that's what it is. Okay, hey, welcome to Free My Radio. We live on Intellectual Radio. You can see us over the live Facebook, YouTube. Here's over the, you know what I'm saying, over the phone. Ain't no excuses. You know, so cats can't say, well, I ain't no, man, I don't know how to find y'all. And I said, cats found they want to find, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't know when the court date was. I couldn't find the court date. Daisy, what it is, my little sister? I see you. That's what it is. Put the word out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, call in. Free them all, my sister. That's what it is. See, yeah, we making this and taking this and taking this, y'all. That's what it do. Call, okay, again, your comments, your thoughts, what you know, there's a piece, in fact, I didn't see all of it, piece, winning, and right on, sis, hit the notifications, put the word, I tell Kat to plug them in. I ain't the best with the technology, but let them know, the Snapchat, Instagram, all that type of stuff, you know, man, that's naked, you know what I'm saying? Free them all, tell right on. Free them all. That's what it is. Put the word out. Don't have this as no, well, my cousin ain't really into this. You know what I'm saying? Sunset, believe me, you'll be surprised who get into this when, you know what I'm saying, when that heat hits. One of our quotes is, heat turns more than meat black. I repeat, heat turns more than meat black. You know what I'm saying? Like you cooking a burger and the fire get on, you say, what, man? That's like a different burger than I bought from the meat store. There'd be a different caliber of individuals when that heat start getting up on them. You know what I'm saying? Paul in the building. My plan B's in the building. I see him in the building, y'all. Real talk. You see, cats say, man, well, I'm really not into that political stuff. You know, that's a Michael Jackson first say, hey, JJ, baby, I know. I'm laughing. My first touchdown, I'm flipping. I'm going back down memory lane. Hey, I'm going to the Michael Jackson analogy 1 minute. Deputy Minister of Education, Chay, when I first get back on the streets, I'm on the phone, I'm tripping about the cell phones. I get back, and I'm like, man, I don't see all these cats on cell phones. Before I got kidnapped, I seen a couple of cats with the brick phones, you know what I'm saying? And talking to Deputy Minister of Education, Chay, and we talking about the summer. I said, no, man, he the field phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the field phone. He said, well, you ought to do some political analysis on something, man. Real talk. Man, Flash, that's some way back, man. Real talk. Michael Jackson said, don't make a difference, you black or white. When that case came, his tune kind of changed. They don't care about us. You know what I'm saying? Kobe Bryant started quoting Dr. King when that case came down. So We want you telling you lay this out because you know what I'm saying. This ain't the weatherman telling you this. You know what I'm saying, no meteorologist. I'm a revolutionary. I'm a servant of the people. And I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying. Richard Pryor said he's a peopleologist. Also studies people. We do that also. We study people. I done seen it. You know what I'm saying? Believe me, cats get real conscious. You know what I'm saying? When he start hitting directly. I can't, like, man. And you'll be surprised what people soak in. All my brother listening, Jerome, boy, I love you, man. I mean, I just, man, and I just talked to some guys, though, today, and it was ironic. This one brother who knew me when I was a lot younger, and he was talking to some cats on the couch, you know, and he's like, you know, yeah, man, the brother, you know, bro. And he said, oh, don't get it twisted. That man, he come from the valley, man, you know what I'm saying? But the brother has surprised me how many, he told me about the different impact and, you know, we had the Hoover House discos and how he remembered that had stuck with him, you know. The moms come down on the business and stuff, you know. And this is something, you know, so these are the memories they stick in your mind, your mind, that impact what type of character people you're dealing with. Ross, now see you, my sister. Get Marks, Nicole, everybody, my love, your family, my love, I love. And I even thought about the piece on Winnie Mandela that I seen in the beginning. I didn't see all of it. And she talked about some of her father had told her early on, you know, in regards to, you know, in regards to apartheid and how the white people, you know, some of the Dutch, so on and so forth, you know, how they were exploiting the country. And this was, you could see certain dynamics that, you know, how they impacted her as a person. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, so we don't, like, even our, we just say we don't understand the significance of, you know what I'm saying, what type of people, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I was in the mall the other day. I heard the way the sister was berating the little brother, the Darren Muhammad, man, in the building. That's what it is. And, you know what I'm saying, then we don't, a lot of times we negate this. Oh, they don't trip. They get over that. But even in our own lives, we can look back and see, you know, what influences, you know what I'm saying, how it impacted us, you know what I'm saying, how we view men, how we view women, how we view ourselves. So we want to struggle to be conscious of that, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. I haven't seen the whole piece, but it was a documentary, you know, her. And I'm not talking about that fraudulent propaganda piece, that unauthorized piece that they had Jennifer Hudson, you know what I'm saying, go play off. I'm not talking about that with them thieves of history. I'm not talking about that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When they bring these people in who don't get no, don't have no connection. You know what I'm saying? Jennifer Hudson can't tell you what's going on in the south of Chicago or Chirac. How's she going to play somebody in Africa? You know what I'm saying? She couldn't tell you about what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? She does do something. You know, well, what? The Salvation Army? All these state sanctioned programs we were talking about, all this, man, miss me with that. We're talking about people who are doing authentic, real deal situations, all that GMOs, government made organizations, all these poverty pimps, these tax write offs. Miss me with that. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring no softball discussion to no major league situation. That's what we do with major league situations. And these people, you know what I'm saying, can walk a mile in Winnie Mandela shoes. You know what I'm saying? And the state know it. They go grab people who are direct contradictions. You know what I'm saying? Put it in play. It'd be a tax on the legacy. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. Real talk. As the poor, hey, I see you, my sister. But check out that piece. And she talked, Winnie Mandela talked about, again, as a child, different that stuck with it. You can see it. And, now, you know, I was in another piece I didn't finish. I didn't watch most of it. I didn't really get to dissect it like I want to. On a side note, that Roxanne Shante, I was checking on pieces of that. And the pieces of that, and I even dialogue with her. In fact, it was an event. In fact, our co-host and organized Lady Rachel organized a benefit in regards to Mia X, who was dealing with some health issues. In fact, still is. So we keep in fact, that's one of our archive shows there. When Mia X came on the show, and she laid out, she came a couple of times, but it was a benefit that Rachel, I guess, was forcing together. Yo-Yo, Roxanne Shante, a number of other people came and they get out, but and you know what I'm saying. Just and it wasn't just one of the performances. You know what I'm saying. And you know what I'm saying. And it was really good to get some insights. You know what I'm saying. And we, you know, a lot of times you with famous people, you see these people, and they just you detach the human factor, but you see. You get a clarity on why certain individuals are raised up, and you know what I'm saying. And you know, and certain individuals, and you know what I'm saying, are not. you know, give them the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? And again, everything is political. And it helps, I tell people, I go through a learning and confirming, you know what I'm saying? Because it would be ideal to say, well, maybe because they didn't work hard, or maybe because they don't have this beat good or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this person has a better octave note. But when you hear these different dynamics, even, you know what I'm saying, child stances that they took, even if the person or people themselves are not cognizant of what, you know what I'm saying, what they're doing. They just take it as natural, you know what I'm saying? Just doing it, you know what I'm saying? But this is a system that rewards individualism. This is a system that you know what I'm saying, you know, they grasp, you know what I'm saying, in every genre, in every entity, whether it be in our movements, our music, you know what I'm saying? Mia X talked about how she literally had to, get up. Her grandmother out of what they refer to as the shotgun houses down in New Orleans. These are the shotgun houses where, you know, they can go from the front door straight to the back door, straight through it. And she talked, her grandmother didn't want to leave, and she told her grandmother, well, I'm about to hire a maid or something to take care of the children. And her grandmother, okay, I'm up, you know, so she can't, you know, she left there. But the whole impact stuff she talked about, you can see the different dynamics with her. And many times these people, whether it be the individuals who have a petty bourgeoisie line, I'm talking about the Puffy Cones, the P's, so on and so forth, they have to grab a person that has a relationship with the masses, you know what I'm saying, the Black Robs, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. Similar to how white folks grab a black person for the, you know what I'm saying, like the different like the marches they had in D.C. recently, you know what I'm saying, they come grab some, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, well, I never seen this black person. And they need a black person for their face, so, you know what I'm saying, to relate, you know what I'm saying? But again, at the end of the day, it's a system that's set up, you know what I'm saying, to regenerate, you know what I'm saying, to continuously push a line to get people to buy into it, you know what I'm saying, to aspire to be, you know what I'm saying, better, you know what I'm saying, that of the same system that get us in the situation that we in. And you know what I'm saying, but you like I said, even with Roxanne Shantel, I'm in the conversation with her, you know, and some of the things I dealt about the piece, I like people's ability. I don't, bro, they say Forrest Whitaker and Pharrell Williams supposed to help produce. I don't believe that. I believe they put their names in there, because Pharrell Williams, he been a front, still in so many people. He got so many theft cases. I mean, man, it's ridiculous. So I don't think he made a beat less than on a movie, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's a front, but I think she really had an influence on that, Roxanne Shanté, and you know what I'm saying? That's another person you want to say. You wonder why did we don't say they're talented? You know, why they not, you know, big? You know, Rakim had a phenomenal summation. In fact, Comrade Daphne was telling me she tried to review it. They took it down. Tomorrow, you know, when Dre had him in L.A. and Dr. Dre was coming, you know, push this whole thing, you know, this banging, you know, and Rakim, you know, say he couldn't, is what they say, dumb it down. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just natural to him how he kick it, you know. And you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, well, man, just go on through this to make it. And I think about different opportunities, you know, people have brought to me, just be stupid. Don't say this, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to play off their backbone and the brain. It's rough. But yeah, I think Scott Beach is the building. I see you right on. Dexter Gray in the building. That's what it is. But but she's dealing absolute, like even contradictions growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it wasn't I didn't see it as all out of attack, you know what I'm saying, attack on black men or black women, but acknowledging the contradictions. I struggle, like, when we do talk about contradictions in our community, to acknowledge that whole state dynamic. In other words, kind of like in that Claudine movie, you know, a lot of times we just say, well, the father not here. We were on the struggle to acknowledge, you know, say, well, you know, why they not here, you know what I'm saying? I'm not copping no pleas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know that's, believe me, there are some casualties of this war that's been waged on us. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you know that. I'm not cutting no corners with that. However, but I think it's important that we all, people say, oh, here comes Chairman Fred. He always gonna blame the white man and the other government. And we do. You know what I'm saying? Because whether we're talking about the crime in our community, the food in our community, whatever, it's still saying it's tied to a system that's getting down on us, y'all. We live and direct, y'all, making history, taking history, Call in with your comments, you know what I'm saying, your thoughts on what he meant, you know what I'm saying, your thoughts about the little Bobby Hutton, your thoughts, your comments, assassinated Dr. King. Let's do what it do. Any calls in queue?
We have no callers in queue, sir. Callers, press 1 if you'd like to speak. Calling number 929-477-3785.
Making this, taking this, and taking this, y'all. Give me, what we looking like? 749. Give me some inspiration real quick. What we got on deck? What we got in queue?
Inspires me, so I don't know if you got to explain what you mean by inspiration. So right now I'm on 20. Yeah, so anything inspires me right now is some Apple and I.
You know what it do then? Lock and load. Lock and load. Okay. Now we got this. Okay. That's what it is. Right on. So how y'all over here? Can we just talk to
you? Yeah.
I'm fucking
dragging you with this shit.
My son, that's rock and roll.
I got a partner who been gone, but we never flat. And I ain't seen him since he been gone, imagine that. A young nigga in the hood I grew up in, fighting the battle in the system that no one wins. And all these niggas go for bad when they lose friends, getting impossible to tie up all the loose ends. My homeboy lost his sister in a car wreck. He's still alive, but through her eyes he just saw death. And when he came, he was violent. And when he left, she was silent. No other way left to describe. You telling niggas keep their heads up, you fool you. When they killing niggas like they do, that ain't no motherfucking body fighting back.
Corporate America is 70% white, male, Anglo-Saxon. Y'all run the motherfucker. brother, tell her break it down. You understand what I'm saying? You want to race one? You got it. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Right on, right on, y'all. We live that Rick. We back on deck. You know what I'm saying? Hey, okay. Brother Dan Muhammad, you got to call in. You can't be giving these political tidbits, these tidbits information. Y'all, see, y'all not familiar with our brother. Every Saturday, State of the City. You know what I'm saying? This brother, I mean, don't be cutting no corners. I'm just gonna read this last post. He just that Dan Muhammad. He interviewed Attorney William Peppers. For those not familiar, William Peppers, that was the attorney. That he went to give, in regards, we're going to visit James L. Ray, you know what I'm saying, and help expose a lot of different contradictions in regards to Dr. King's assassination. But Dan Muhammad said he interviewed Attorney William Peppers on this past Saturday. He said King was killed at St. Joseph Hospital in Memphis, smuggled with a pillow by Dr. Greenblatt. What was the book also? Orders to Kill, I believe. That was the book, Attorney William Peppers. Yeah. Okay, right on. We live and direct, y'all. Who else we got? I want to shout out my Harold Davis. You know, knows a 50 butt nigga too. I called the end of the show today. I'm talking, hey, this is the age of information, y'all. Ain't no excuses, y'all. You know what I'm saying? These type of conversations that are happening out here. You know what I'm saying? Attorney Peppers talked about the King family 1999 case in Memphis. All the names were named. Okay, y'all bear with me, trying to read this, what our brother just put up here. I told you, again, Darren Muhammad, State of the City, y'all. You make sure y'all check him out Saturdays also. In Tubman, out of Tubman City, Baltimore. Attorney Peppers talked about the King family, 1999 case in Memphis. All names were named the conspirators, all the names were named the conspirators and black co-conspirators, Billy Cowles, Jesse Jackson, Ralph Abernathy. I'm sure we probably just Google that, the case. That's Attorney Peppers, right? But Ben Muhammad, right on. Fire all y'all in the building. Where you at? You in Q, where you at? And always we talk about something that's going on at home. I know you always on point with that. Which number you on? Okay, we got she might be calling from directly from home. For those who don't know, hey, I'm talking about that homeland, y'all. Where you at? Where you calling in from? Okay. Is she on Q? Which number? 708? 902, 929? We got all y'all calling in, where you at? Okay. Bring all y'all in. Hold on. Let me get the airwaves ready real quick. Fire y'all in the building. Where you at? Is Sis Conrad that? Is she on cue? Is she on deck? Am I on? Can y'all hear me? We still riding. Here's up out of the fist clinch. They got to be him because Darren's still open. Okay, we trying to bring all y'all in. Okay, Darren Muhammad, his latest book is The Plot to Kill. Oh, y'all, fire y'all, where you at? We are experiencing technical, better yet, political difficulties. Darren Muhammad is there. Okay, I'll give y'all two numbers, y'all, 708-223. 8953 and also 929. So ain't no excuses. Also, you can type your questions, your comments on here. So ain't no. So we know what's happening. They just say, "Hey, Black Panther Party, the information is raw material for new ideas, y'all. We got to get this information out here, man. Hot off the plate, man. Hot up the skillet right now. Fire y'all in the building. All y'all in the building. You hear me? Okay." Okay, we trying to work it out, all y'all. We trying to work it out. Keep that back, okay. In Memphis. Okay, right on. We want you to come on. Okay, right on. Since Comrade Dev, are you online?
Primo. Yes, sir. Hey now. Remo, can you hear me? Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I'm trying to figure which line she on. Is she on 7? I'm trying to figure. She called in from one. Is what y'all?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's
is calling.
She
this one?
One moment. Hold on a moment, sir.
Okay. Y'all got two options now. Give me 708 223 8953 or not to press. Yeah. Press one. We on live YouTube, international radio. We on live on Facebook, Hamilton. For I see a plant in the chair, man. What it is. Is all y'all in the building? We keep it moving. We just line still moving. Oh man, hey, my brother Doc Walls in the building. I gotta touch down with you, Doc. I gotta touch down with you, man. Yeah, definitely, brother. You always an addition. You know what I'm saying, to the discussion, to the struggle. So man, definitely need your energy, man. So I got the call number. So feel free to call in. We talking about a number of different things. We talking about 50 years after the assassination of Dr. King. We talking about also 50 years after, would be two days from now, the assassination of Lil Bobby Hutton, 17 years old, treasurer of the open chapter of the Black Panther Party. Okay, you on deck tomorrow, Doc? Okay, good. Let's go tomorrow. I need you to come back. The Hampton House, we fighting this. I don't know if you heard about it. We're 804 South 17th Avenue, right on 17th and Warren, Maywood, Illinois. The house that Chairman Fred grew up in. We battling for the building. You know what I'm saying? We call out the heavies, man. We call out the heavies on this one, man. Real talk. This is a landmark. This is a political move. We call out the hitters on this one. We call out the front line on this one. Real talk, y'all. We talk about a number of different things, so your input, you know what I'm saying, 50 years after the assassination of Dr. King. Right on. I'm going to stop that. Harold on 2-4. If early work from you, or either before 1, tomorrow, or after 5, will that work for you? Yep. Will work for you, Brother Doc? Doc Walls, you know, hey, I said about Doc Walls, you know, who ran for mayor before. The news reporter asked me, I said, well, he's not qualified. The news reporter said, no, how you say that, you know what I'm saying, you know, Doc Walls. I said, he's principal. That led to a field in Chicago in particular. Woo, man. And Frank Sinatra said it. He said, Chicago was this kind of town. gangster, you dig? Real talk. Later, okay, after 5 p.m., right on, Doc. Well, you know, hey, man, me and the moms, the people, we love you, man. Right, real talk, Doc, right on. So, Winnie Mandela, y'all, check this piece out in regards to Winnie Mandela, you know, and who has really has not been, you know, given due credit, you know what I'm saying? And I was watching a documentary on her, you know, and just even her stance on certain opposition. Free them all. Yes, indeed, free them all. Her stance, even was unpopular, you know what I'm saying? It's important that we draw that correlation, you know what I'm saying? For so many purposes, you know what I'm saying? We got you. We still battling. You know, we lost sound on one avenue. So, okay, so, Voya, is he on live? Still, we back hit in. Hit me in, gave the 708 number 2, you know? Okay, we're going to keep it rolling. Real talk. 7822389953. Winnie Mandela, y'all. I want your comments, your thoughts in regards to Winnie Mandela, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, who gave a number of different trumped up charges. Many hear about the cases she's given, the informants, what they call the necklaces, the tires, you know what I'm saying, placed over the informants, the stool pigeons, you know. But she was constantly under attack, you know. Bradford, and she talked about, you know, how it was like, you know, it was being in prison herself. You know what I'm saying? She's like, the time when the government had came to kidnap her, to take her to Bradford. You know, she thought it was going to be this usual situation. They come, kidnap her, take her, lock up, you know, harass and so on and so forth. But they had banished her. They placed her in a place where, in regards to, I know a lot of times we hear about Africa, we think it's just this, you know, this one dynamic, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, this whole imagery, this Tarzan imagery that we've been given, a lot of us still fall prey to that, you know what I'm saying? But there are contradictions. There are different, you know, different dynamics in Africa, tribes, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? Languages, you know, even within class contradictions. And they placed her in an area that she did not grow up in, but she hit the ground moving, you know what I'm saying? She hit the ground organizing, and you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's a piece in the documentary. When they talked about, they asked her if she committed to go all the way. You know what I'm saying? What regards to self defense, so on and so forth. And you just can see the strength within her. You know, someone, you know, she talked about how she was impacted, how she was after Soweto. You know, witnessing our children. You know, she's being gunned down. How this, you know, this, which, how it made her more committed, you know what I'm saying? She talked about even him being held captive, how you would either come out, you know, to compromise, or you'd be more committed to the struggle, you know. And it, again, it's inspiration. So again, I really just say check it out. But her death comes right after Disney Marvel Black Panther movie with South Africa images. Subliminal message all throughout the movie. No coincidence, my brother. Damn, I'm right on. As our brother Damn, how just posted up again, and you know, it's important that we seize the time. We have opportunities for authentic, real deal representatives. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be from other cities, other locations, other places, Africa. You know what I'm saying? Especially at a time when we're giving these, as our brothers pointed out, these Disney Marvel. You know what I'm saying? This false imagery. That would be one thing if you say, okay, we go with the vibranium, what's happening in Africa. If that's all you were given, we have the opportunity to have in real time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people who, you know, it was the time she came to the States, and they told her she couldn't speak, and how she still was, you know what I'm saying, letting that business be known. You know. This is a quote from Winnie Mandela. I am a product of the masses of my country. I am the product of my enemy. Parker said something one time, like, you know, and people kind of took it twisted. Like, he said something like, you know, even, you know, has adversaries, that's who made him. And people ask me sometimes, like, what do you give credit to a producer when you are, you know, my allies and my adversaries, you know what I'm saying, the attacks, you know what I'm saying, who's there produced us, you know, and I didn't grow up as a child, so I can't wait till I grow up and get locked up, and you know, I can't wait till I grow up, you know what I'm saying, be subjected to assassination attempts on my life. This system, you know what I'm saying, also, you know what I'm saying, it plays a role, but it's important too that we know, that we talk about forces like Winnie Mandela and others, that it's a love of the people. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's like, it's not just a rage. Field Marshal George Jackson's mother has said at the prison hearing after Field Marshal George Jackson was assassinated, and she told the prison board hearing, she said, "This is the second son of mine y'all took." She's referencing that a year prior of Jonathan Jackson, young man child, being assassinated in Marion County Courthouse on August 7, 1970. And she talked about Field Marshal George. She said, he had a rage in him. She said, he had a love in him. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that people need to be very clear of. You know what I'm saying? It's a dynamic that, you know what I'm saying, that the state gives these images of, you know, this people just mad against the system. But it's Commandant Che Guevara has said that, you know, a revolutionary, no matter how preposterous it may sound, is guided by the most sincere sentiments of love. It's a love for the people, you know. So you can just see her commitment, you know, see at the Soweto, you can see at the funeral site, you know what I'm saying? And let the record reflect, we still maintain political struggles, you know what I'm saying, with the ANC and the African National Congress. However, but Winnie Mandela, I'll tell you, this for a seal, let the record reflect, hey, represents the business, man, you know what I'm saying? And we should take into account, you know, not only the usual suspects. That's the usual suspects with the government, the state, the media, and other apparatuses. But those who, you know, what I'm saying, you know, I think, you know, who were liberal, you know, what I'm saying, and I refer to Mother Carr. I told Mother Carr, it's some senses like a Kendra Spear or hers with a Fannie Lou Hamer. You know, people who sit back, you know, what I'm saying, and not to say that these people are fighting for, you know, saying, for some great resources or whatever, but it's, these people need to be acknowledged. In fact, we are. It's my fight is more that we are being deprived. It's more about the people as opposed to them. Like even these different our comrades, these cases. You know what I'm saying? Black people talking about even cases with W. Field Marshals. I'm saying, man, I champ, you tripping more than he tripping. I see, our people are being deprived. You know what I'm saying? Of forces. You know what I'm saying? That we need out here. You know what I'm saying? And that's the dynamic of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a if you take certain, you know what I'm saying, I sit back and I objectively, I look at, you know what I'm saying, you know, like what, you know, what forces was here, you know, what forces we need to make certain moves, you know what I'm saying, and if our people are deprived of these different dynamics, it's, man, it cuts, you know what I'm saying, we can't afford that luxury, man, real talk. No, we can't afford that. I'm not even going to refer to it as a luxury, you know what I'm saying, real talk. Listen to the rhetoric this week that we should condemn. We should condemn victims of state terror because of their views rather than realize the impact the state has on who they are allowed to be. First, listen to the read this week that we should condemn the victims of state terrorism because of their views. This is another thing that we refer to as the sidetracking of the slave. Where, you know, they switch the roles of the state, makes the victim, the criminal victim. We have to the confidence in the politics, you know, so not to, you know, so become sidetracked. Oh, my sister, a long time no see. That's what it is. Kid wrong the building, right on, sis, man. Hey, love, number love for you, sis, right on. Good to see you, man. No doubt. Torrance the building. That's what it is. Freedom on radio, making history, taking history, and taking history. We on Freedom on radio, and also intellectual radio, y'all. So we give y'all 708-223-8953. Call in. Give me your input. What you think about 50 years after Dr. King was assassinated? What you think about little Bobby Hutton? You know what I'm saying? Little bad Bobby Hutton, boy, 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? What you think about Winnie Mandela? You know what I'm saying? Your input, your thoughts. Well, right on, Nick Justice. Long live Winnie Mandela. That's what it is. How we looking? No calls in queue or whatever. I'll get y'all the numbers. It's me calling in. Input. That's how we going to move forward. There's some court dates coming up, too. We need to carry the reference letters. You know what I'm saying? We need that. You know what I'm saying? We are service of the people, y'all. Real talk. Making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Freedom on Radio, Intellectual Radio. Call in. You thought you would see us on Facebook Live right now. 708-223-8953. That's what it do. We have no calls in queue. No calls in queue.
No, free them all. You can call us 510-984.
Mm-hmm. Free them all.
510-984.
Free
them all.
Yep.
Free
them all. That's
welcome.
Me.
Free
them all.
Welcome. Fire y'all. Whatever. Welcome.
Y'all can hear free me them now? All. Am I on the line yeah. History? I don't
heard
know.
You.
Let me not
I
get excited. I don't want to put too much fire and I'll be like talking on the wall and shit.
Feel
me?
We heard you.
Me on the
line. Hey. We heard you before you started speaking.
Oh, good.
Because
I've been
seeing
all out in the
east. We heard you rumbling before you started speaking. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Well, that's how it should be. Because you know why? I'm moving with the force of my ancestors, and we come through like elephants shaking up the ground, like earthquakes. You feel me? So that's how we got to move. So you should feel it before I step in the building. That's how we move, right? You know, honestly, I'm just calling to just support Add Flames, you know, Add Wind to the Flames and just tune in.
Yes.
I've been in a really deep space, ancestral, you know, just really tapping in. We losing so many elders right now and just really trying to touch in and see what the meditation is. And for me, what I've been digging into is the history of Africans born in the U.S. that right.
We lost her? So, y'all, we lose it all, y'all?
Yeah.
You still there?
Free them all, sir.
You still there? Huh?
No, her car dropped.
Okay,
no,
she's going to call back. Okay.
No.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'll bring her back in when she calls back in.
Marvin from New York, right on. She down?
Let me refresh.
We want those character references letters we sent to in fact to the Hampton House. I'm one of speech chairman Fred that gave me say, I'm like, y'all hear about it, we got this case, we got this campaign, we got this fundraiser for this brother on this case, we got dealing with this. And y'all say, man, listen, all this stuff is intertwined. Y'all. You know what I'm saying? Okay, right on. Okay, oh, yeah, back in dealing. Okay, give me 1 second. Right on. Stick with us one second. We want to tie this in. You know what I'm saying? We want to tie these campaigns in, because the deal is, if we don't make the connection, the state made the connection. You know what I'm saying? In fact, it's let the record reflect. So it's the same police officers that vamped on Deputy Fiamma G and others, the same exact, I'm talking about the same exact ones, but the same ones you see in the video footage when they came in the house, in the Hampton House on us that night. I mean, same exact ones. So if we don't make this, they making the connection. So we can say, well, that's paranoia. But no, this is actual fact. So these, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to be reactionary and wait for us to say, oh, wait, to make the connected dots. You know what I'm saying? We ain't finna play pin and tell the duck. We gonna be politically correct and pin and tell on the pigs. We clear who doing this to us. You know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure those character witness letters. Elijah Muhammad, I see in the building, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois 60153. Let's get those letters rolling. Let's make history. Let's take history. Oh, y'all in the building, what it do?
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear me?
You were saying, Jacqueline, no, Ronnie, I see you, my sister.
Let me hit the point quick. Mississippian mound builders. That's what I want to insert in the meditation. The indigenous people of the America who's African. And, you know, I've been studying the policy of the U.S. And when you look at the war of 1812, the war against the Cree Indians that took 23 million acres of land away from the Cree Indians was African. And that's what they don't want black people to realize, is that we really got to dig deeper into the history they've given us about being transported on slave ships. Because when you really look at it, they enslaved more of the indigenous people here than they actually brought over on these ships that they're talking about. And when we really break down the history, they took these mulattoes from rape and sent them over to Oklahoma, and then gave the official indigenous Africans the status of freedmen, and gave these mulattoes the status of Native American, or at that time, Indian. Up until the 1800s, there was no distinction between an African slave and a Native American or an African American slave. Basically, the people who first owned the United States was actually descended from Africans. And it's so important that we recognize that nomadically we came before Columbus, because we're really talking about a land grab on a massive scale. You know what I mean? And if we don't recognize ourselves as the rightful landowners, we never going to be able to get the freedom that we're looking for, because we need to hit these devils in their pocket. If you really study the history about how all these states started, so let me go to Memphis. The city of Memphis is named after the city of Memphis in Egypt. And these Europeans, when they came, found pyramids all across the U.S. built by Africans that look like us. And why this is so important in these times is because when you see them killing our people unjustly, we need to understand that it's a scare tactic. White people so afraid of being annihilated just by our genetic coding, they want us to fear death the way they fear death just because of our presence. But we're going to have to do away with that fear of dealing with our enemy, because ultimately the white man is the enemy to this planet. We cannot continue to let them suck the life force out of our planet, out of our children, out of our community. And until we get to that level of recognizing who the hell we are and how we've been around this globe for generations, bringing science to people, we never going to get free, because we're going to be looking at ourselves like somebody's fucking property. I don't belong to nobody. So you got to give yourself a right to get free and shake them shackles off your mind and study the history. You'll see that Georgia didn't start until 1734. You'll see that Alabama didn't start until 1819. You see that 1834 is when they finally got all the Native Americans out of Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and Florida. And 30 years later, they abolished slavery. So where the hell all these black people come from? That's what I want to know. So I just want to bring that in there, because honestly, I think Martin Luther King had reached a different level of understanding that frightened the people in power. When I studied Marcus Garvey, he studied Egypt. he was living in New York around the Native Americans in New York, the Naranga said, who owned the whole area, Africans. They were selling them people off into slavery, and they was using proof that they were indigenous. That's what the abolition movement was. Abolition movement was going into court and proving the people that they had enslaved was actually original landowners. They couldn't keep the system running. So we really need to take time and look at the history being fed to us. That's my encouragement, because the people who came before us knew something, and that's that these crackers is lying to us, and everywhere across the globe is ours. So let's claim that shit. That's my encouragement. Because if we keep worshiping a white God and they image of us and they fucking stories they feeding us, we ain't gonna ever get free. So I want to just insert some freedom philosophy. Something coming straight from the continent, straight from our Nana, Mama Winnie Mandela, to say, return to the roots, black people. Globally, we the same people. You better know that. We come from the rivers. We are the rivers. We are the river people. We the star people. And if we don't know that shit, we not going to get free. So we need to add that into the revolution. A religion that says you got a right to slit this white man's throat and get free. All right, Chairman, free them all. That's all I want to say.
Free them all. I want to struggle with you now. Now you call in. You know what I'm saying? You can, don't be liberal. You can feel free to speak. Though I know you're a little shy, but you know, you can feel free to speak on the Freedom Hall Radio. But let me say this. Hey, give me some up. Okay, now we was okay. In regards to like the propaganda, like, you know, and propaganda about home. You know what I'm saying? How people they say, you know, this whole divide. Give me some, like, in regards to, you still hear that propaganda to this day. Those in Africa don't like us, so on and so forth. So take us there. Your last time, you know, saying back, back in Africa. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I, honestly, right now, that's why I'm really trying to insert this thought form of, you know what, we are Delta dwellers, people who really come from the rivers. Like, our people understood that place where the river and the ocean meet was the most fertile land. We are the originators of agricultural science. So if you go down to Belize, Caribbean, you're going to see the same culture. If you go to the west coast of Africa, you're going to see the same culture. If you look at what the people was doing here in the U.S., wherever, across the globe, it's the same culture. And the reason we got to understand that, because we ain't got no Pan-African solidarity in these times. So right now on the continent, our leaders in Ghana are selling the rights to extract oil in the most delicate area of Ghana, the Volta region. The Volta region is so sacred. And if we let these devils drill into our natural water source, they are going to pollute the waters. Right now, people are already dying. They're like, oh, poison weed. No, it's because they're doing oil exploration. And they have found a very large deposit. We keep worshiping Europeans and letting these fools tell us capitalism is a just system. Who in the fucking right mind would extract the oil out of a planet? We need that. We need the oil. We need the diamonds.
Let me,
the gold. I'm here.
But that's good. Okay, I want to note, because again, I don't want to build an absolute savior either, though, that this, you know what I'm saying, the fact we want to put forward Africa as a utopia. I think it's important for people to grasp what you said, saying like there are Negro leadership who work in conjunction with imperialism. It's important. Like, in fact, a few weeks ago, we had somebody from the Mexicano community, and people was tripped. They were shocked to hear about the different contradictions even within the Mexicano community, because so many cases we have just bombarded with the viewpoint that black on black crime, black folks don't stick together. We have, you know, so we all, you know, organizations don't come together. And it's important to note that this is something that, you know, so these are dynamics that impact across the board. You know what I'm saying? So not to say in a demoralizing way, like, you know, but to come in with a realistic point of view. So yes, there are contradictions.
I am speaking very abstractly, because what I'm realizing is our people don't got no spirituality, and so I'm really trying to grow that, to grow this revolution. We got to.
No, you weren't speaking abstract. You said in Ghana there are Negro leadership that are selling out. You mentioned last week about the GE. That's important to note that. I'm saying that's not abstract. That's a concrete, tangible fact.
So non-aligned movement. Let me insert that in there, because we got to understand that the non-aligned movement took place in the 60s on the continent while we was having revolutionary movements throughout the diaspora. Okay, so on the continent, the non-aligned movement with those people who weren't first world because they weren't America, they weren't second world because those were communist countries. They were the non-aligned. That's where we get third world from. People that weren't American, Western, and people that weren't officially Russia or communist, okay? So third world countries come from the non-aligned movement, and they borrowed socialist ideology to grow. It was those newly free countries. So the 60s was the period that people was fighting for independence across the colonized worlds, okay? Africa, Latin America, Asian America, I mean, Asia, you know what I'm saying? Really pushing for freedom. Now, why is that important? Because, again, as Africans in the diaspora in the U.S. is fighting for freedom, Africans on the continent is fighting for political sovereignty. The U.S. CIA did not want to see revolutionary leaders from the diaspora who have ideology, history, study, you know what I mean, partnering with revolutionary leaders on the continent who have access to the land, resources, can invest in ideas, can socially engineer a liberated African society. So what do we see happening? Dismantling of international communalism movements here by the Black Panther Party and dismantling of Pan-African movements on the continent. Kwame Nkrumah was the leader of Pan-Africanism. Kwame Nkrumah studied Marcus Garvey. Kwame Nkrumah went, you know, to some historically Black college in the U.S., I forgot, and was a part of some historically Black fraternity, but he was indoctrinated into he was a Pan-Africanist. So, you know, he invested the resources of Ghana into building the infrastructure that would allow it to stand independently as a sovereign nation. You cannot be a sovereign nation if you can't produce enough electricity to run your manufacturing sector. First thing he did was build the Volta River Dam. And that allowed Ghana to create electricity for the whole country, for Togo, Benin, Nigeria. You understand what the U.S. has done is dismantled the key to sovereignty in Ghana by taking over our energy sector. And the reason I'm pointing out the spiritual factor, it's one thing to use a natural force of water to generate electricity. It's another thing to drill thousands of feet down in the ground, in the lake, where people drink water. And then, when you know what I'm trying to say, it's really disgusting because what they're doing is crossing a threshold of sacredness. And if you look throughout history, Europeans took everything that was sacred and made it profane. The Africans that lived in the U.S., the Eastern Woodlands, the Mississippi Mound Builders saw themselves as children of the sun. They worshiped the trees. The trees were sacred. It housed the spirit of their ancestors. You know what the Europeans did? Cut down all the damn trees and built the White House. Cut down all the fucking trees and built boats. Cut down all the fucking trees of the Africans and built plantations. And then told them, now you come and work on this plantation and grow this fucking rice, and that's how South Carolina got rich. And you come down here and grow this cotton, and that's how Georgia and Alabama got rich.
I know we're on the countdown with time, and I'm saying, because one of the tactics that I think the British in particular were strategic with, they would play up the, like, even with the natives in the African community, or even with they would play off, and people say, well, it's better in their part, it's better in that country as opposed to this country, better in that side, even in that side of town as opposed to that side of town. I'm saying, let's seize the time and draw. I'm commending you for, like, you pointing out the contradiction about some of the Negro leadership in Ghana, what they're doing. That's why it's even today's show. When Winnie Mandela, even Bobby Hutton, and Dr. King, we draw the correlation between these, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we have resistance in certain places and say, what's good over there. We experience this even organizing to this day. People say, no, they're not going through this. Cool in Sacramento. Then when something happens in Sacramento, you have pockets of resistance. As opposed to, we want to keep, like, we have, like, up, the state to pick up different uprisings and say, okay, send Sharpton in, calm that one down, send us one in. As opposed to, like a connection, like, kind of like, in layman's terms, like what Pac said, Tupac had a thing about with the 50 girls, or you say 50 niggas, or 50 guys all throughout the country. So trying to, like, a correlation that crosses all colonial borders. Just say, it may not be as intense with us right now as Chirac is in Baltimore or in Ghana, but trying to, that political correlation, see, be upfront like you just laid out. Because a lot of people, it absolutes, either it's all beautiful in Africa or it's all bad. No, you know what I'm saying? The good, the bad, and the ugly. You'll say, drawing that course, you'll say, it's a resistance to Iraq, it's a resistance to Baltimore, but at the same time, acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Not a blanket absolute. Say, okay. The more people, the more African, the diaspora, the more African students in 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 diaspora, the more African students in
Yeah, free them all.
Free them all. You want to go on 1 minute? You, Mother Conrad, hey, Revolution Love Respect, right on.
Oh, listen, I've been on for a minute, but I don't know. Now I'm stuttering since I only have 60 seconds. But one of the things I wanted to say, I was having flashbacks, too, when you were talking about 1-2-3 Black Panther, but even just a significant thing, it was you and Lil Billy upstairs and Deputy Minister of Education, Che, had sneaked up there and was peeking in the room. Y'all was holding court with two other comrades that were children of Black Panther. And Deputy Minister of Education sneaked back downstairs and said, Deborah, I was Deborah then. Come upstairs, be quiet, too. Don't make no noise coming up the steps. So we peek in the room, y'all having court. I'm talking about
I remember that.
Within your own crew, about somebody telling a lie.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
All of this
real talk. I remember that.
Smoke and mirrors and shit. Remember back when? Lil Bobby Hutton was 17 years old when he his life was taken for defending, fighting for the rights of the people as a member of the Black Panther Party. I want to thank Butt Naked Truth, too. They put me onto this book, Shakedown. I got so sick today looking at these fools talking about how Dr. King was their mentor and their best friend and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Dr. King didn't like them niggas. And look, get this book, Shakedown. I was got it from Butt Naked Truth Radio. They talk about it a lot. It's about Jesse Jackson. So if you go Butt Naked Truth Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 4, and also, Winnie Mandela, Queen Mother, I believe they killed her. She was a soldier. She said, I no longer have the emotion of fear. There is no longer anything I can fear. There's nothing the government has not done to me. There isn't any pain I haven't known. She also said, together hand in hand with our matches. Anybody know about Winnie Mandela, you'll understand this quote. Together hand in hand with our matches and our necklaces. We shall liberate this country. Y'all know what the necklaces was? All right, check it out. One
real
more
talk.
I am the product of the masses of my country and the product of my enemy. And one last quote.
Yeah.
All my life, I've been hijacked.
Woo.
Queen Mother, Winnie Mandela. Never given her just due, just like Fannie Lou Hamer, Ella Baker, Claudette Colvin, and so many of us. Some Negro sent me a thing about Women's Day and talking about a woman in the Black Panther Party in Chicago who wasn't even a Black Panther. I'm like, this whole thing is just like, and then they got this, what they call it, that Kama Sutra movie where they cross their arms and say something. What's the name of it? Yeah,
Wakanda.
Yeah, what a white man went. I ain't even seen the movie. I could just tell by what people saying and all these dummies dressing up in their juba clothes and going down the clap.
Yeah.
But anyway, long live Lil Bobby Hutton. Long live Lil Billy. Long live Queen Mother Winnie Mandela.
Right on.
Power to the people, free them all. Long live Black Panther Party Cubs.
Right on, y'all. Brothers that love, respect. Hey, we're going to close out, you know, so we hey, back next week. Y'all tune in with us at Freedom On Radio, Intellectual Radio Live on YouTube. All y'all touch back with us next week. I'm saying, hey, y'all, yeah, meantime, between time and after that, y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist, couldn't y'all? Make sure you get them Academy references letters in. 804 South 17th Avenue. We got the case of the field marshals, GO. They're talking about the sentence that they made 30th. We filed an appeal. Also, April 6th, need y'all in court. 26th, California, Cook County Courthouse. We got a RICO case, Black Souls. Keep your hands up, eyes on the fist, clench, y'all. What's called Free Mall. We have International Radio, making history, take this and take history, and also Free Mall Radio. Let's do this, y'all. Same time, same station, y'all. That's what it is. Check this out. Just gonna run right on.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clenched. Face, let me get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains. Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. Never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now? I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profitable politics pressed with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party.